attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand by, let by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, November 3rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Well, it's officially over. Baseball is done. Took seven games to decide it. Los Angeles Dodgers repeated defeating the Toronto Blue Jays in seven games. So we're done talking about baseball for this year. Now we're heading off into college football, NFL, other things happening that we are spending our time watching sports. Hockey's back, Pistons basketball, everybody is watching other things, but it's official. Dodgers repeat. And now they're talking about next year having targets on their back, everybody gunning for them. Doubt highly they'll be able to three-peat, but we shall see. Now, it's amazing how quickly the media is trying to desperately claim that the Axe My Tax ballot initiative has failed. Republican candidates pick up the issue. Legislators pick up the issue. All kinds of things being talked about. But the one thing they don't understand is the numbers. MERS News Service on Friday came out with a story. The Axe My Tax ballot initiative to put property tax elimination proposal in front of the voters on the 2026 ballot is taking on water, with circulators nowhere near the 446,198 valid signatures required within a 180-day window needed to get the initiative on the ballot. Kyler Wagner's group has already extended their deadline to collect the signatures three times, which means they need to collect between 40 and 60,000 signatures a week to replace the older ones that are older than 180 days while adding to the total. Well, first of all, that's not an accurate statement. I spoke with Carlo Wagner at length over the weekend. They did not collect 40 to 60,000 signatures a week in April, nor did they get that many signatures per week in May. So this news reporter is drawing assumptions that are simply not accurate. But based on those false premises, Megan Reckling, co-founder, CEO of Victory Field Operations, who's been following the Axe My Tax field operations from afar, said, "I don't see them doing it," end quote, said Reckling. However, this has not stopped the Republican gubernatorial field from picking up the issue. One of the candidates running for the nomination, former Attorney General Mike Cox, announced this week his support for legislation that limits a new millage proposal or renewal to the November general election ballot, as opposed to sneaking potentially hefty tax increases in off years elections held in August or May. There's other comments in this story. We'll continue on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Again, this MERS news story that came out late Friday, claiming that the Axe My Tax ballot initiative petition drive has failed already. Not true. we, Carla Wagner and all the volunteers, understand that we have the entire month of November with more and more people going to the website, axmytax.org, getting petition sheets and collecting just 10 signatures and mailing them in, there still is a possibility we will end up with enough signatures to put it on the ballot. But they're already trying to basically write it off without understanding what the game plan is. We're also talking with some donors this afternoon that are going to be able to provide funding to put this on radio and even TV this week. So everybody just calm down and let us see what happens this month of November. Now, in addition to a gubernatorial candidate, former Attorney General Mike Cox, talking about it, he wants all of these new millage proposals or any renewal of a proposal moved to a November general election ballot. Stop with these May and August and even tomorrow, Tuesday, election day, we have some millages on the ballot. If you live in Sheboygan, Otsego, and Presque Isle County, you have a ballot proposal to increase your property taxes. If you feel you're paying enough property taxes already, you need, I'm sorry, Tim, you're wrong, I'm right, you need to vote no on this. Enough is enough. They've got money in these programs already. Make it work with what you got. We're not paying more money. Sorry, not going to happen. Basically, if you live in Otsego, Sheboygan, Presque Isle, an extra $100 a year property taxes per 100,000 of taxable assessed value. If your home is assessed where your taxable value is 200, it's 200 a year. If it's 300,000, it's 300 a year. Sorry, we're done with this. Now, another proposal Mike Cox says he's open to: homeowners over the age of 70, small farmers, and other homeowners, to provide them a property tax break on their full-time homes. Sorry, Mike. Tax reform, a break, is not what's necessary. What is necessary is the complete elimination of property taxes. Period. End of discussion. Even in the Senate side, Michelle Hatenga, really good conservative Republican from Manton, has introduced Senate Bill 344. Lowers property tax levels for those over 70 years old whose annual income levels are around $50,000 a year. Well, getting back to candidate Mike Cox, every day I meet working men and women and small farmers who tell me that they worry about losing their homes because it's harder and harder to pay their property taxes. And the only current possible solution is a constitutional amendment that has problems getting the needed signatures to make it on the ballot. Cox said he's not even seeing Ask My Tax petition circulators out in public anymore. Well, I don't know where you're going, Mike, but not true. There was volunteers at the Detroit Lions football game yesterday in Detroit. Now, as far as making up any potential loss of revenue, Cox says his numbers show that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has grown the state employee count by at least 3,000. 3,000 more state employees since she took office. Cox says he sees hiring freezes, consolidation, and workforce reductions need to come. The governor has also grown the budget by $25 billion since taking office. Cox says we need to reduce the spending in Lansing. You think? How are you going to do it, Mike? Well, one of the ways he suggested is that we increase revenue sharing to the local counties. And we also need to address unused office space and start using buying power, like the big three uses, with vendors to cut cost. There's more than enough to reduce the size and scope of state government and give relief to the taxpayers, Cox said. Well, another top-level candidate, former House Speaker Tom Leonard, mentions several property tax reforms in his, quote, path forward policies. Document that also includes limiting local millage elections to November only. Leonard also wants to prevent property tax caps from being reset when a home is sold. He said it can be a deterrent to young families who are looking to buy a home. In Lansing, this has been referred to as the pop-up tax. Annual property tax increases in Michigan are capped at 5% unless a property is sold. He also suggesting new competitive grants to local governments and schools that consolidate their services. Two other top-tier Republican candidates, Congressman John James, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, haven't advertised any property tax relief proposals to date. However, Wagner is still full square for property tax elimination based at her comments last Wednesday's gubernatorial debate in Sparta. I see this as the only solution to the loss of our businesses, our people, and our revenue to out-of-state, other states competing for our population. When the people prosper, the state will prosper. Right now, the people are dying and we're losing them. Well, additional candidate Pastor Ralph Rebant said he believes in ending the property tax as opposed to the income tax because property tax affects everybody. If you have people on fixed income, you remove the income tax, that does nothing for them. But their property taxes continue to go up and they could end up losing their home. Another candidate, Anthony Hudson, promotes eliminating property taxes on his website. He says, quote, eliminating property taxes would provide homeowners and businesses with long-term financial relief, making it easier for families to keep their homes and for entrepreneurs to invest in their businesses in their communities. It would encourage economic growth by reducing the burden of annual tax payments and create a more equitable system where funding for essential services come from broader, more stable revenue sources. Well, right now, us Michigan property owners, tenants, business owners, farmers, everybody, some way, somehow pay property taxes, brings in between $17 and $19 billion in revenue to local governments in Michigan. According to a Tax Foundation article from earlier this month. Replacing this revenue through a higher income tax alone would mean jacking up Michigan's flat 4.25% to almost 12%. That's not what we're talking about. You don't replace the revenue, you cut the spending. These people don't get it. Our state government is unbelievably bloated. Since Whitmer took office, $58 billion a year to run Lansing when Snyder handed her the keys to the governor's mansion. Now we're up to $82 billion. 3,000 more state government employees. This is insanity, people. We have got to stop this. We have to do a constitutional amendment, and we need to force Lansing to cut the budget, period. Steve Curry, executive director for the Michigan Association of Counties, said these tax dollars are used to pay for police, fire, public health, community health, veterans services, centers for aging population, and schools. How are we going to backfill this lost revenue if we eliminate property taxes? You don't understand. Property taxes would be eliminated, yes. But all the other taxes that Lansing gets, sales tax, income tax, all of the other taxes and fees that they collect would go back to the local communities in the form of revenue sharing to pay for all those things at the county level. We don't need Lansing taking the money and then doling out pennies on the dollars. They don't understand it. They haven't taken the time to read it. And they frankly don't know what the heck they're talking about. Bottom line, the push is on. This month is it. If you haven't collected 10 signatures as a circulator, signed it, and mailed it back to Carla Wagner, it's going to fail because of you. That's basically what this is boiling down to. Well, somebody else will get it. Somebody else is dead. They died. The funeral was held, and now it's up to you because somebody else is no longer living. It's that simple, folks. So if you haven't done it, text me AX. I will text you Carla Wagner's cell phone. You can call her, talk to her directly. She'll mail you a sheet, or she'll tell you where to go get one in your county. Yes, you're going to have to drive and pick up a sheet or two, and then you're going to have your neighbors and the people you know sign it and mail it back. Crunch time is on. We got to do this. Text me Axe. I'll send you her phone number.